So what is your well? What are the ideas? What are the things that you haven't brought up yet? And I do believe in divine timing. I believe that everything is going to come in the perfect way at the perfect time that it's designed to. But this dream was so vivid to me. Like it was one of those ones that you wake up and you feel like you were walking it clear as day. Like no concerns that it was a dream. You couldn't separate if it was a dream or reality. And it really got me thinking that as people, we are so accustomed to just shoving down the things that might not make sense or they might not be the best idea. Someone's already done it. Like, whatever excuse we can come up with that would suppress us actually expressing what's within our well.
Welcome to She Empowers the Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Kayla Lucas. I'm a mom of two, a family-focused chiropractor, a trailblazing entrepreneur, and a holistic mindset queen. I am on a mission to empower women to lead themselves and their families to greater health and wellness in their personal lives and businesses. Each week, I'm sharing inspiring content that will give you the tools to navigate your own wellness journey, grow your businesses, expand your mind, and take care of the ones you love. This is your space to feel supported, inspired, and empowered. Let's get into it.
Hello, beautiful. Welcome back to another episode of She Empowers the Podcast. Thank you for being here today. I'm so grateful to have your ears listening to this episode. I'm sharing an episode today unlike anyone that I've ever recorded, and I have to be fully transparent. I feel a little nervous to share it on here, but I feel like it's one of those callings that are too good not to share. I find that sometimes you have these little messages come through from a higher point or purpose. I call it God, you call it source energy or whatever might resonate with you. But you just know that they are meant for you on a deeper level. So I want to share a story about a recent trip my family and I took to Mexico. I found that by the end of 2023, after a year of being tested in my business experience, my leadership responsibility, my motherhood journey, I felt my family and I really needed some time away from our regular rhythms and routines and just be in a different place, a new perspective, new faces, more sun, and less on the go energy. And Mexico was the place we chose to book. It's one of those places that I'm able to move at a slower pace, especially physically, and I can find more ease. So we flew to Mexico, and in the first couple days of the trip, I felt really bummed because the food wasn't very good at the resort we were at. And as a foodie, oh, I just found myself like feeling like I was complaining about the food. I was upset about the food because when you're a foodie, you just want to eat good food, especially in Mexico. And I found myself wanting to search for a better place to eat authentic Mexican food. And one day, me and my husband were walking along the beach, and one of the jet ski workers had been approaching us and was asking if we wanted to go on jet skis. He also offered us marijuana and cocaine, to which we said no, but he had been eating this taco. And both me and my husband were foodies. We were like, "Where'd you get that?" And he's like, "Oh, just walk down the beach about 5 minutes. You'll find an outdoor little restaurant." He's like, "They have really good food." And so by like day three of the trip, I wasn't eating very much. And so I was really hungry. So me and my husband go, our kids are being watched by grandparents and family. And so we took this opportunity to go to this restaurant. So we walked down the beach, you know, the waves are crashing. It was really beautiful. We find this little outdoor restaurant. It's got like a tiki bar. It's got tables set up and you can just hear the ocean and feel the sea breeze coming up. And we order some really good food and it was so amazing. And I felt so excited that this little restaurant was just minutes away from our resort. Hey friends, what's up? Real quick here. I need to ask you a favor. Over the last year, I put my blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast, and I have a team behind the scenes who puts their blood, sweat, and tears into this podcast to offer you free content that helps you live your most empowered life. We do not do any sort of advertising whatsoever, so what I'm asking is for you to leave a 5-star review of the show either on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform that you are currently using to listen to the episodes. This helps the grand mission of She Empowers to build community, to reach more ears, and ultimately help us grow this podcast. It takes 1 minute of your time, and it is the best act of generosity that you can give back to the show. Thank you so much for continuing to tune in, and thank you so much for helping us reach our mission in reaching more ears, more people, and more empowered and inspired lives. Now back to the show. And so the following day, we took our kids and our family that we went with there, and again, had a great experience. We literally went back like every day, if I'm being honest, because the food was so, so good. And by the third day of going back there, maybe it was the fourth day, I noticed a little well, and it was sitting kind of right in the middle of the restaurant, the outdoor restaurant, but it was the first time that I actually noticed it. And it was like the kind that you see on old Western movies. It was like the concrete exterior. It's like a round shape. It had the bucket at the top with the pulley and a lid over top of it, a plywood lid that was painted green. And I couldn't say for sure how deep it was. And I didn't really pay any attention to it. I just noticed it. And that night I dreamt about the well, and I dreamt about me standing at the well and looking down into it and not being able to see anything except black darkness. And I put the bucket down to what felt like forever, and I finally pulled it back up, and there was this really crisp, cold, beautiful water there. And I started drinking it right out of the bucket, and it was like the best water I'd ever tasted in my life. And I remember growing up, we had a well. My parents moved us out to an acreage, and my dad, it was like his best accomplishment. I remember him standing in the front yard. Back then, it was just soil. They literally built everything from scratch from the house, and dad really wanted to find water. He wanted to find a well. And so he had two sticks put together, and he probably looked like a crazy man, but he was holding these two sticks and was like, the sticks were turning, and he was like, finding the magnetic field of the water. And I mean, looking back, he looked totally crazy, but he found water, and he hired professionals. They came out, they dug the well, and they hit a beautiful river inside the earth. And to this day, that well still feeds my parents at the acreage, and it fed us our whole lives. And it was about 200 feet deep. He put a pump on the top. And I just remember him being so excited when he found the water, the well water. And when I dreamt of the well that night, I woke up and immediately, like, and I don't do this regularly, but immediately I grabbed my journal and I said to my husband, I was like, I need to write this down. And what came through was just totally a message from, you know, God or the highest good that I really wanted to share today. I wrote in my journal, "The well represents the depth of knowledge, skills, desires, love, faith, and anything that we are called to that are placed within us. Wells are usually dark until we bring the water to the surface. This is a choice. It struck me that my ideas are useless down in my well. I may know them. I may know that they are there, I may think about them, and I may feel them. But unless I put the bucket down or turn the pump on, I cannot share them with the world. I cannot bring them to life. I cannot give them the attention that they require to come to fruition. I never need to worry about my well running dry, because I'm always tapped into the reservoir of life called God. And if I feed my communion and my relationship with God, my well will always be overflowing." So what is your well? What are the ideas? What are the things that you haven't brought up yet? And I do believe in divine timing. I believe that everything is going to come in the perfect way at the perfect time that it's designed to. But this dream was so vivid to me. Like, it was one of those ones that you wake up and you feel like you were walking it clear as day. Like, no concerns that it was a dream. You couldn't separate if it was a dream or reality. And it really got me thinking that as people, we are so accustomed to just shoving down the things that might not make sense, or they might not be the best idea. Someone's already done it. Like, whatever excuse we can come up with that would suppress us actually expressing what's within our well. And I just want to encourage anybody listening today, even if one person resonates with this concept of, like, put the bucket down, turn the pump on, and let it flow. I don't think that we're meant to hold ourselves back from the beautiful, imaginative, creative forces that move within us, that come to us from these unseen places. We are supposed to bring them forth. We are supposed to cultivate them. We are supposed to nourish ourselves with these ideas and serve them to the world. I felt really nervous to share this today, but as I'm unpacking it, I'm like, no, this is really important stuff. This is really important conversations to have, really important reminders for us to be in consideration of as we move through our days. And sometimes we move through our days that are just, they're so autopilot, right? We're just going and doing the things. We're picking up the kids. We're going to get the groceries. We're cooking the supper. We're putting in a load of laundry. We're going to our jobs. We're going to the next activity. When do we actually stop and look at what we're doing and find meaning in it? You know, what are the desires of your heart? I think that it's really becoming apparent to me that my mission is to actually just help people recognize their own potential and their own power so that they can cultivate it and bring it forth in their own life. We are supposed to put the bucket down. We are supposed to turn the pump on to our own well, because that is how we share our gifts with the world. And it's also how we stay in communion with God, with the highest good, with the most high. If this episode resonated with you, please, please share it with somebody that you love or somebody who you think needs to hear the message, or re-listen again if you need to. Other than that, our trip to Mexico was incredible. I felt there was a lot of patience that needed to be exercised, mostly from myself, because when you're going to a new place with your kids for the first time, or traveling somewhere new for the first time, I had to really get rid of the expectation that there was going to be no whining and no tantrums. Like, that stuff just still happens. It's still life. But it was really beautiful to see their experience of someplace new, of someplace different, through the eyes of a child, and how much they enjoyed just spending so much time with their dad and I on repeat every single day. And it will be something that we definitely go back to and continue to cultivate magical memories for our own family. So with that, I will love you and leave you. And I hope that you take some time to really understand and look at what's deep within your own well. I love you, and I hope you have an amazing week.
Thank you so much for tuning in and listening the whole way through on She Empowers the Podcast. Make sure to subscribe anywhere you are listening to podcasts. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a 5-star review of the show so more women can learn about what we are doing over here? You can also copy this link and share it on your social media and tag me at sheempowers.co. That is the way we get these beautiful messages out to more and more souls around the world. Thank you so much for being a part of the She Empowers community. Until next time, go lead with love and joy.